Driving up the parkway this morning, of course, my mind sparked a thought. As I'm driving up the parkway, the New Jersey State Police had a few people pulled over, more than likely speeders. And every time I approach a patrol car, I make sure the trooper's okay. I make sure the cop's okay. This is a habit that I've developed over the years to ensure that my brother or sister on the side of the highway, if by chance happens to be in some kind of struggle for their life, I will quickly, in my mind, pull over and render assistance. And I think I would probably speak on everybody's behalf of this group right now, is that you probably would all do the same. I would imagine that there's probably not a cop that wouldn't help another cop, especially in physical duress, right? In need of help immediately, or it's a life or death situation. You may tell yourself that you're ready to be there for them during those times. The question I have for you is, are you ready to be there for them when it's not those times? Think about that. Ready to fight for them, or are you ready to help them when it's non-physical? When they need you to be there to help them, and they need somebody, and the only people that we have to count on at times like this are our own brothers and sisters. That selfless act of going above and beyond to show and extend the courtesy to our brothers and sisters, whatever courtesy that may be, whether it's ensuring that they're reminded, hey, we got you, we're on the same team, don't worry about it, mistakes happen, and this person you love, they have done something, it's not a big deal, I have discretion, you know, or I get that you weren't paying attention to the speed, no big deal, right? Let's breed this culture, take care of each other. Hey, you're working at an off-duty sporting event, the guy identifies himself, or you recognize that he's a fellow police officer. Are we doing something that we can do to remind them that, hey, we are here for you, reach out to us, we'll take care of you? Now, this is a common culture in the Northeast, right? Very, very common. And I gotta tell you, traveling the country, it's common everywhere. And you could write your comments about this place and that place and their attitude towards helping other cops. I was in Florida recently, and I was adamantly told the Florida Highway Patrol does their very best to try to target police officers. That's taught to them in the academy. Now, I wanted to remind everybody, that's not everybody. It's impossible. The whole agency is not on the same, you can't use a broad brush and paint everybody the same thing. I get that you're running into that. And so my response was, if you happen to stop one of them after they've given you a ticket, don't give them a ticket. We don't have to stoop to that level of doing one of the most outrageous things there are, is to hurt a fellow law enforcement officer during these times. So don't. You have to start changing the culture. You have to remind yourself what this culture means. It cannot be lost. I'm not asking you to do anything illegal. We're asking when you can do something, when you can offer discretion, certainly exercise it and do so. We live this way, and that's what people are so attracted to, the brotherhood and the sisterhood of police work in this area in the Northeast. So you're hard pressed to find anybody that would hurt another cop, one cop to another, anywhere in this state for sure. And I'm not talking administration and support, and I'm talking about cop to cop. Even some of your worst administrators, horrible bosses, will still extend courtesy out when they can to other police officers from other agencies. That I never understood, right? It's like, why are we so bad to the ones that we love the most, right? Think about that. Like, we misbehave towards the people that we love and treat strangers like they're fucking God. You ever think about that? Like, yelling, arguing with your significant other. Not that I do it, because we really don't. Actually, a lot of people are laughing how my wife and I talk to each other, which is very calm, cool. We don't get upset about anything. But if you think about it, think about who you misbehave towards and who you treat well. I always found it comical that a police officer would ever give another cop a hard time when, you know, 7 traffic stops ago, a dude who was flipping out, acting like a jackass, the cop put his tail between his legs and cut him loose, offered him courtesy. But the guy or girl that is not only being polite, but as a fellow police officer, will take time out of their day to reprimand or give a stern talking to. Like, they get it, dude. They wouldn't do it to you, so don't do it to them. A guy asked me yesterday, what do I do when I get out of field training? Where do I find guidance? And the answer is here. Here's where you find guidance. You may not be able to find it at your agency. You find it here. That's why we exist. To tell you what they said about that is wrong. This is what it's supposed to be. There's nothing wrong with taking care of each other. Don't let somebody convince you otherwise. Know where your heart is. So many bad people in this world who deserve our attention, and you're going to spend any time not helping another police officer. It is, I don't care what your opinion is on it. If you think differently of it, I'm going to ask you to remove yourself from everything that street cop training does. We don't want people who are not on our team having the privilege of being here and learning information and getting better at their job. I don't consider you one of us. I just don't. If you've ever taken time to spend any time professionally hurting another cop because you, not because you had to, I get this times, but because you chose to when you didn't have to. You don't belong in this group. You are not my brother or sister, and you are nobody's brother or sister in here. And if you've done it and you repent from it and you know it was wrong, well, we can understand a second chance. But if you think it's okay and you're under that impression because you think you're high and mighty, you couldn't be more wrong. And for those in here, all of us who consistently take care of each other, keep it up. Keep the culture up. All we have is each other to depend on. So it's more than just pulling over and helping a guy who may be in a fight. There are many opportunities we have to offer a ride, get them extra better parking, to see if we could do something for them here, to offer a whatever it may be out to try to help each other off duty, on duty, doesn't matter. There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it.